Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. If you have a lot of money available to put into a retirement plan, you may want to hear what our next guest has to say about a strategy that he says will allow you to contribute an additional $38,500 annually to a Roth IRA. Ashton Lawrence is a certified financial planner with Goldfinch Wealth Management. He joins us by phone now from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Ashton, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me. Glad to be here.
Is this something that you just recently stumbled upon, this $38,500 Roth IRA contribution?
No, this has actually been around for a while, but I thought this would be a timely topic just based on the proposed changes to the tax laws, as well as there's been recent articles published about how the super wealthy have had multi-millions saved up in Roth IRAs, in some cases looking at Peter Thiel having billions saved up in a Roth IRA. And so we've actually had some clients reach out to us about, hey, I'd like to be like them. I'd like to have these millions inside my Roth IRA, or at least use some type of strategy so I'd have more of those assets growing for me tax-free. And I think everybody in general would like to have more assets grow for them tax-free.
All right, and so let's get into the mechanics of this now. First of all, tell us what the normal limits are to contribute to a Roth IRA.
Sure. So if you're under 50, you can contribute $19,500. If you're over 50, you can contribute $26,000. But if you go up to the max using the Section 415C, that allows you to contribute $58,000 total in 2021. And so that will include the employer contributions as well as the employee contributions.
And the $38,500 number?
Well, that would be depending upon how much your actual match would be from the employer. So if your employer is contributing a maximum of $10,000 and you're under 50 contributing that $19,500, then the most that you could contribute in that after-tax bucket would be $28,500. Now, if you're contributing that $19,500 and your employer is only contributing, I guess, nothing, then that would allow you to do that $38,500, getting you to that $58,000 total. But that total number is what you'll have to be aware of. Your plan may have restrictions, the top-heavy test. With those restrictions, you may not even actually be able to contribute up to that $58,000 limit. That'll probably be the biggest and the most important piece in trying to decide if this strategy is applicable to you, is making sure that you're actually able to get a hold of your retirement plan documents, making sure that they will allow for after-tax contributions, as well as looking to see if they allow for in-service distributions and if there are any type of top-heavy restrictions or limits.
Your advice then is to get a hold of your retirement plan documents and go see a financial advisor who is familiar with Section 415 of this IRS code.
That would probably be the easiest way to proceed. Is once you get a hold of those plan documents, you can grab your financial advisor, grab your CPA or tax preparer, and they should be able to review those materials and tell you if there's any tax implications.
Can you give us a real-world example of someone putting this into motion?
Sure. So a real-life example would be if husband and wife both are over 60, but their incomes are below the Roth IRA threshold limit, and they work for employers who allow for after-tax contributions. They then themselves could contribute $7,000 total to their Roth IRA, so $14,000 amongst the two of them. Then let's say that they contribute $26,000 to their 401k, their contributions as well as salary match. They could also then contribute an additional $32,000 into the after-tax bucket. So you've got the $26,000 that they both do, $56,000 total. If they're both making $32,000 in after-tax, that's getting you to a $64,000 total. Then if their plans allow for that in-service distribution, they then could take that $64,000 and move that into a Roth IRA. So instead of just having the normal Roth IRA contributions of $7,000 for them, that would allow them to actually push even more into that Roth IRA. And with compounding interest, the more that you can get in, the earlier that compound is just going to continue to manifest for you down the road. And so this is where that mega backdoor Roth strategy actually becomes huge and advantageous for those retired savers.
Well, Ashton, great information. Thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Yeah, glad to be here.
Ashton Lawrence is a certified financial planner with Goldfinch Wealth Management. He joined us by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org. You can also find us as a podcast wherever you get your podcasts with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.